Shalom, brothers and sisters. This is Brother James Veremu from here in Chitungwiza, Zimbabwe. It's morning here in this part of the world, so I will say very good morning to you all and wish you a blessed day, this Tuesday, the day, like David of old said, the Lord has given. We thank God for His grace. As we saw yesterday, we are continuing on this thought of the foundation of God. We saw yesterday that there is a surety to our calling and to our election, and that is the foundation upon which we are built, that the Lord knows His own. So as far as God is concerned, we saw that it's not just a guesswork. It's not just a lottery, but it is a surety. It is something that is established in heaven, not on the shifting, wandering clouds, neither is it founded on the shifting sands of time, but it is upon the immovable rock, as also signified in the heavens, like the prophet always said, on the North Star, which is not a wandering star, which does not change its position. Now this morning, to maybe further on this thought of the foundation of God, we want to go to the book of Romans and we'll read in chapter 8. We want to start from verse 27. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? The conclusion of this portion is, if God be for us, then who can be against us? It's a point of assurance and surety that if it is God, there's nothing in this present time nor future that can deter us from the purpose of God. Now here we see that our whole being is based upon that which God desired for us to be. For it says the Spirit prays for us and intercedes for us even according to the purpose of God. Now, it is the Lord who is on our side. And as Paul said, I have laid a foundation as a master builder, and there is no other foundation but Christ. And let man build then upon that foundation. So it is now for us to build upon that foundation. But is it really us building? The scripture says here, the Spirit makes intercession for us, or it prays for us. Like in the other part where it says, with even unutterable words, with groanings, the Spirit prays for us. Now, and it is for us to be molded according to the will and purpose of God. So in actual sense, it is the Spirit of God that is doing that in us. So when we build, we are building with the understanding, we are building for the purpose, we are building in the way that the foundation was laid. And that foundation is that knowledge of God, for the Bible says he knows his own. So here it says, they are those whom God foreknew. And because he foreknew them, he predestinated them. Now you can see, here already is laid the foundation by the knowledge of God, that he knew us. And it is not now a wonder, or it is not just a supposition, how shall we be? But we already have a destiny. We already have that end already established. For I believe that is the meaning of the word predestinate. Our destination has been predetermined. Our destination is accomplished. Like it's said in the book of Zechariah, that he who laid the foundation will bring on the capstone. So Jesus Christ himself is the cornerstone, and he is also the capstone. So we have been called by that foreknowledge of God. And that foreknowledge of God, it projected into the predestination. So we are already predestinated. Our destiny is already established. Yet we were born in sin. Yet we were indulged in all these dirty things. And because of that, then God called us, because he had laid already the foundation. And when he called us, he did not just leave it to us to do a work or to do things in our own. But when he called us, he justified us. And the Bible tells us that we are justified by faith. It is that faith of Jesus Christ. And faith is not something that we have here. Faith is for something that we are looking for. Now, we don't look for something that is not there, because already God has made that. Like with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Paul says they lived in tents. They were looking for the city whose builder and maker is God. And God was not ashamed to be called their God, because he had already prepared that city. They were going there. Their mindset, their faith, their life was patterned after their destiny, because they were built upon the foundation of the foreknowledge of God. And now, because God foreknew us, he predestinated us, and after predestinating us, he called us. When he called us, he justified us by faith. And because we are justified, he sanctified us for the very purpose of his calling. So we don't walk in the filthy things of the world. We don't fit into the dirty things of the world because we have been sanctified to be filled in with the Spirit. And then the Bible says, the Spirit knows the mind of God. The Spirit leads us, and all those who are of God are led by that Spirit of God. So you can see the importance or the glory of being built upon that foundation. We are not just being moved or shaken by anything, be it in heavens, be it on earth. Like Jude says, we are not clouds without water. We are not just moving without a purpose. We are a people who are destined because we are built upon that foundation. There is no amount of force. There is no amount of deceit can move us away from that foundation. And then our life is centered on that knowledge of God. We are known of God. That's why John, in his epistle, he repeated and repeated, little children, I write that you may know that you are of God, that you may know he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world, that you may know the world is in the hands of the evil one, that you may know that when we cry, when we pray, he hears us. Can you see? We are imparted with this knowledge, because that is the foundation of God. Foundation of God is not on suppositions, on maybes, but it is on the Lord knows his own. By that knowledge, God has called us that we may worship him. It is said in the book of Ephesians in chapter 1, if we can start from verse 4. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Amen. God has called us, having blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, and that is according to the measure, according to the purpose unto which he chose us from before the foundation of the world. The purpose being that we should be holy and we should be without blame in him. So, as it is in the building, the foundation determines or is determined after the type of house that is going to be built, and also the type of material that is going to be used when putting up the structure. That's why it is important. You know, the depth of the foundation is determined by what is going to be built upon it. The strength of the foundation is after the weight that is going to be laid upon it. That is the structure which is going to be built. So we don't just pour in a foundation without knowing the end or the purpose. And then we look for ideas. How can we build now? What can we put? Somebody will come and say, okay, I have very good stones. You can use these stones on the building. Or somebody then comes, yes, I've got some wood. You can use the wood. No, it cannot be that way. Because the foundation may not be strong enough to bear the weight of the stones. It is designed to hold or to bear the weight of bricks or wood or whatever material is going to be used. So God, when he called us, he predestinated us unto the adoption of children to himself, even after the good pleasure of his own will. So we are laid upon something that can take us to the conclusion, take us to the climax, take us to the end of our calling. So it is God who has so designed us in this manner that we are foreknown of God, that God knew and he designed us. Like, why did God make you a male or a female? Remember, you were predestinated. You were foreknown of God. And then God, who put that spirit in you, knew what you were supposed to go through, knew what glory he wanted you to show forth. The scripture says, there are different bodies. There's a human body. There's an animal body. There is a body of a tree. Like Paul says, there's flesh of a bird, flesh of an animal. They are different. So when God created you, it was not a mistake that you are male or you are female. The very purpose of God and the very knowledge of God of what he desired you to be, he knew for sure you could excel, you could accomplish that purpose when you are a male or when you are a female. So it is no mistake that we are what we are. That's why here in the book of Jeremiah, in the first chapter, the fourth verse, he says, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Amen. It was no mistake that Jeremiah was a man, because before he was formed in his mother's belly, before he was in his mother's womb, God knew that he would be a prophet unto the nations. He was born for a purpose. So when he was being formed to the end that he can suit that which God desired of him. So you can see, from the very beginnings, from the very beginning of the fusion of the cells, it was God-led. It was God-ordained. It was God-performed. It was not just a natural thing. It surpasses nature. It is God who was working in that. So, brothers and sisters, we were called not just by coincidence, but we have been put. We were built on a sure foundation. And we glory in that foundation, because we know as long as we are standing on that foundation, it's a sure case we'll be built up into that which is acceptable before God. For the Bible says we were predestinated and we were called unto the image which is acceptable, for we all this was done in the beloved of God, who is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. So in him we glory, in him we stand, in him we have our being, and in him we have that faith that though we are living in this wicked world, though we are meeting all these challenges, we cannot be defeated. We cannot be led astray. We cannot be distracted from the purpose of God, because we are his workmanship. We are his perfection. We are children of God, built upon the knowledge that God had. And we know God does not increase in knowledge. God does not acquire knowledge. God does not seek knowledge, but he is all-knowing. He is yesterday, today, and forever. He is eternity. He knows all things, and we are known of him. He knows who we are. And by the grace of God, he has made us to know who he is, that he is the rock of our foundation. He is the rock of our salvation. He is the rock of our stability. May the Almighty God bless you in this day as we go through this day knowing we are not just wandering stars, but we are a destined people. We are a people who are moving and walking in the way that God has already made for us, and he knows us even by name. May God bless you. Amen.